Come on.
Irvin White raises cattle in central Virginia, calling recently weaned calves to the feeding trough as part of his evening routine. From the beginning, he's seen good reason to fence his farms to keep cows out of the streams where they like to drink and cool off when the weather turns warm. After all, those streams are loaded with bacteria.
99% of the time, you're going to have healthier cows. You're going to have less pink eye, less foot rot, and less mastitis. Then you're going to end up with healthier calves because they're not nursing on cows with dirty udders.
And he understands why groups like the Chesapeake Bay Foundation prefer to keep cattle away from rivers and streams. Bacteria aside, animal waste contains nitrogen, which feeds algae blooms. And Foundation scientist Libby Norris says the animals can send sediment from creek beds flowing into the bay.
When the cattle have access to the stream banks, they can trample or destroy the vegetation along, which increases sediment from the erosion that comes off the stream banks.
The law doesn't require farmers to fence, and Irvin White, who has a fencing company on the side, understands why some refuse. They have to set aside a 35-foot buffer along streams, create some other place for the animals to get water, and rotate them through several different pastures.
You know, you get in these mountains, and there's just springs everywhere. A lot of people who want to do this have done it now, but there's still a lot more needs to be done. So there needs to be a way to make this work for that next batch. There's going to be some that hold out to the end, and then they'll just quit. If that 200 acres turns into 100 houses, there's going to be more runoff from the roads and driveways of those 100 houses than there are from those cows.
Fencing is expensive, as much as $1,000 an acre for smaller properties, and some farmers say they don't qualify for government assistance with the bills. But at the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, Libby Norris urges them to talk with the conservation agent.
Honestly, there are so many different programs that they could qualify for that we're almost guaranteed to get them into some of the programs. If they don't qualify for one, we search others to make sure that just is a good match.
Irvin White agrees. He knows some farmers who, combining aid from the state and federal governments, have actually made money installing fences. But future expenses may prove a problem.
Fences don't last forever. You know, are there going to be maintenance payments on these things? Some people look at this as you gave the farmer something. You know, I've now got 3 more miles of fence I have to maintain. Every storm, I've got to walk out and go walk 3 more miles of fence to figure out if there's a tree down.
The state has committed to spending $70 million so far, and nearly 2,000 farmers have applied. On July 1st, the program will begin scaling back, offering to pay just 80% of the cost for fencing to keep farm animals out of rivers and streams. I'm Sandy Houseman.